Well, today, August the 11th, is the feast day of St. Clair. And we have a picture here that we hangs in our tech room of St. Clair. I was hoping they'd have it on the big screen, but I don't know if they do. But there's St. Clair. St. Clair was born in the city of Assisi, the same city that Francis of Assisi is from. In fact, at the same time. Like Francis, Clair's parents were very wealthy. And Francis, as we know, renounced his wealth and left the city following a call from God to rebuild the church. Now, initially, Francis thought it meant rebuilding a rumble-down church outside of town, but he realized it was a lot more than that. It was about finding an order to revive spiritually the church all across the world. And so he went to Rome, and he got permission from the Pope to do something new. Up to that time, if you joined a religious order, you joined a monastery, and you stayed there. But this was going to be a new order. They were going to work in the towns and in the villages and be out with the people, spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Clair, of course, lives in the same town. She's very well aware of this, and she's very moved by it. And she feels that she, too, has the calling to do the same thing. What he's doing for men, she wants to do for women. But her parents had other ideas. Back in the middle-aged world, there was no dating. There was no courting. You were told who you're going to marry on by your parents, and that was that. Well, they told her, no, we're going to marry you off to another wealthy family and unite our fortunes. So Clair snuck out of the house and snuck out of town and went and found Francis. Now, Francis was smart enough to know that this family is very powerful. They're probably going to send soldiers to get her. So he takes her to a Benedictine convent and asks the nuns to keep her there and hide her. So they place her in the convent, but news gets back to the family where she is. They send the soldiers there. Now, Francis, of course, is hoping they would respect the convent and leave it alone. He was wrong. They knocked the door down, barged into the convent, and began going through the rooms until they found Clair. But then there was a miracle. A miracle. The miracle was this. Clair prayed to God that they would not be able to take her. And they couldn't move her. They absolutely couldn't budge her. They couldn't pick her up. They couldn't get her to go anywhere. She sat right there. And the soldiers tried and tried. And then they gave up. And they went back to Clair's parents and said, well, it's a miracle from God. She's destined to be with those nuns. Well, of course, what Clair really wanted was to form an order like Francis did. So Francis went back to Rome again and asked for permission to start an order for the nuns, that they too could leave the convent and work among the poor people. And this order was founded, and Clair became the head of the order. And it later on became known as the Poor Clares. Now, as you probably heard me say, when you hear about a miracle, it usually has a couple of meanings. What it meant for the people then and what it means for us now. Obviously, it's pretty easy to understand what it meant for it then. It saved Clair from having to go back home. And she, you know, got to fulfill her desire to follow God's will. But it means something for us too. Because we have to be steadfast as well. We have to be steadfast and solid in our faith. And we can't let the temptations of this world move us and shake us and drive us anywhere. And that's always not easy. But the stronger and deeper we are in the faith, the more we're immovable in our faith, then the more we'll be able to resist those temptations. Because, you know, faith is often described as a rock, you know, the rock of faith. And let the rock of faith grow in our lives. So no matter what the world throws up against us, like a mighty rock, like Clair sitting there, despite being trying to be pulled by those soldiers, that we will not move in our faith, and it will continue to grow until at last we reach the heavenly kingdom.